It is a Monday morning, and to Brady, g'day.
Yeah, morning, boys. Lots to talk about.
Well, the Irish, they won't be happy. All the pubs have closed.
Yeah, as of in about an hour's time, every single pub in the Republic of Ireland is closing until at least March 29th, government advice. Now, I think what has swung this, over the weekend, there was some footage that went viral in Dublin of a bachelor party in a pub in Temple Bar, which is the kind of party zone of Dublin. Guys were drinking, they're all hugging each other, and they were singing that Neil Diamond song, Sweet Caroline, and of course the chorus to that, you couldn't make it up, touching me, touching you. And two guys at the bar, it looked to be a bachelor party over from the UK. They were wearing soccer-style jerseys with the numbers 19 and the name COVID across the top, like a player's name on a soccer jersey. You could not make this up. Goodness. People got very, very upset, and the Irish government has now intervened. So Irish pubs close until March 29th, and of course it's St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. This is unheard of.
The EPL, your team Liverpool, they're on top, but what's going to happen there?
So there's a big meeting on Thursday this week where football bosses will all get together and decide, are we going to null and void the season, or are we just going to say, right, the season ends now and whoever's top is champion and bottom three get relegated and the top three get promoted? We could be looking at legal cases over this, but ultimately they'll all get around the table in a few days' time and they'll sort out what to do. But I mean, everything is in lockdown. The only sport that's gone on today here was some Super League rugby in Castleford went on, and for the rest of the week horse racing takes place but without spectators.
Same here. And people over the age of 70, they might have to lock down for 4 months.
Yeah, I mean, this is just truly extraordinary. I've literally just walked across the road to my elderly neighbour. She's in her 80s, and I just stuck a note through the door saying, look, this is my mobile. You need anything, ring me. There's always someone in the house. And I think we just need to look after our vulnerable elderly neighbours, because 4 months being stuck inside your house without any help, I mean, this is just, it's changing all our lives.
It is indeed. All right. No doubt it's developing as we speak. We'll talk again tomorrow. You'll be back with Oliver this afternoon.
Keep washing your hands, guys. See you tomorrow.